Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet, you're through, you're tuned into the one and only The Luna Lounge, brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind, people. Feeling that mental fatigue, needed a bit of a boost in your step, in your energy. Listen, this is the one to get. Make no mistake about it. Why am I looking a little bit rough around the edges? Do I need to do my shirt? Why am I fixing myself up here on the screen? Not looking good for the people? You know how it is. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. If you are tuned in, if you're listening to this show for the first time, no, I think I need to do on that button. It's a bit warm. But if you're tuning in, logging in for the first time, this is a show which is very much astrologically centered, astrologically orientated. But I grew up in other things. Later in the show, got competition time. We still don't have a winner from last week's question, but you know, that's how it is. We've got Tarot of the Week. We're going to be bringing that up also shortly as well. Keep the questions coming. It's been a really interesting week, hasn't it not? Yes, I'm sure we can all, you know. Shout out to Tiffany over there in Memphis, Tennessee. How's it going? How's the life of a mother? My hair's looking real rough. I need to get a hair done. I've got an appointment all set up. Don't worry, I'm going to be going tomorrow. I'm going to be looking much more sharper next week. I'll be on my A game. It is what it is. What was the next thing I was going to say? It's been an interesting week, which I'm sure we'll talk about. I'm bringing up the chart for the moment, and we'll be discussing, or I'll be discussing, you know, what the month is looking like for the rest. What's it looking like astrologically, technically speaking? Yes, I noticed it. That yes, I am on the Instagram. Welcome to those people. What's that? My Caves Talks. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. Who else is in the building? We've got a few more people here. Black Mary, okay, in the building. Okay, shout outs to you as well. And welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. And thank you for joining me. Got any questions? Let's keep them coming. It's been a real interesting week. We don't have to go too far to know where the action was doing. Yeah, across the pound. Shout outs to people in Angola. Okay, Priscilla. Shout outs to you, Priscilla. Thank you for joining me here on the show. I started a little bit late today. And my excuse is, I've been talking about, well, it's not until next month. Well, it's even till the month after. But towards the end of next month, Mercury retrograde is going to start kicking in. He's going to start going in his shadow period from late next month. So I wanted to get all my computer stuff. So I've just got a few more things to do. I just need to do them in the next couple of days. And I will do them in the next couple of days. You better believe it. And yeah, when I do all that, I just want to be on point, making sure everything's there, because by the time Mercury retrograde, I want no excuses. So yeah, so that's been the point. So I've got a new computer. I did tell you I've got a new computer. This should be moving like twice the speed as my old computer. That's one thing I like about it. I love my speed. And I've even got some more RAM and more backup. And I've even got another computer, which is a backup from the backup. You know what I mean? You got to be prepared, man. So hopefully we won't be getting that buffering sometimes, which happens sometimes, especially for you guys who are on the Instagram. Sometimes you, well, I'm on the YouTube as well. I'm live on Instagram, live on YouTube, by the way. Just to let you guys know, and also live on Facebook as well, although I have no idea in terms of, you know, the Facebook stuff. Shout outs. How you doing, Black Mary? Hello. Welcome to the show. Lorena. Is that Lorena? 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 Please, forgive me if I'm pronouncing you incorrectly. It is what it is. So, yes, grand risings to wherever you are. If you're waking up in the morning, whichever part of the world you're in, and it's morning time. For us over here, it's, you know, just before 1 p.m. Afternoon time. It is what it is. Shout outs to Angela Love. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Showing me here that there's 9 people here that are watching on YouTube. That's not a lot, is it? But nevertheless, so normally there's more. It is what it is. I'll be going to the charts of the moment. What is the weather like where you are? I can tell you now, in London, England, the sky is blue at the moment. At the moment, the sky is blue. Listen, that could change and will not surprise me if it changes at some point within the next 5 minutes. Welcome to the wonderful world of the UK. This weather will switch on you in a split sec, I tell you. So, yeah, it's been thing, but it's windy. It's a little bit windy, a little bit on the cooler side, but it's warm. It's warm, but it's on, you know, there's a bit, because of the windiness, it feels a bit more cooler. So that's what's happening in and around there. What else was I going to say? So, yeah, let me know. What's the weather like where you are? Yes, how's motherhood? They're asking you there. Shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. Shout outs to Samantrinda. What, am I pronouncing it correctly? I don't know. These names throw me off, especially when I'm live on air. I probably will pronounce it better if I wasn't live on air. Welcome to the show. Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Shout out to Noel. How you doing? Welcome to the show. I see you in the Instagram chat. See, I'm looking at various screens here. I'm seeing Instagram, I'm seeing YouTube, and thank God the Facebook's not on there, because it's like, you know, too many people. So people, you know, tune in from various places. So that's how it is. But most people actually who listen to the show listen to the recording. They don't actually listen to the live. Some of you guys who may have the advantage of listening live, yeah, you've got it like that. So that's that's what it is. But welcome to the show. So I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment to see where the planets are at and what it is that they're doing. We saw the huge thing that happened with Mr. Donald Trump. Many people are saying it was staged, meaning it's not real. Play, toy, toy. And my philosophy is, how come it's showing up in the astrology? Because that makes no sense. I was telling one of my people in the WhatsApp group the other day, it can't be, because it's showing up in the chart. It's showing up in his chart. It's showing up at the time of the moment of that kind of energy. So it can't be staged. Surely not. Or is it? But it is what it is. But yeah, those are the kind of things that, I've been, sort of like not battling with, but just kind of looking into. And I can see why people think, oh, you know what, it's staged, it's not real, the way he went down and so on and so forth. But yeah, they're trying. And I told you guys, man, I've been saying it on the show. Go look back to the old recordings. I've been saying it. You know what I mean? I've been saying they're going to need to kill him to try and get him out of there, man. He's going to, you know, they're going to try and assassinate him or, you know. Although, don't get me wrong, it wasn't, I think we need to make it clear, it wasn't the opposite party or the Democrat party that sent a shooter after him, if you get what I mean. But, you know, as a matter of fact, the guy who killed him is a registered Republican voter. So it's like, well, that's one of your own. But yeah, isn't that the way things go? Don't we kill our own? That's how it is. You know, people kill their own. It's always been the case. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to a Griff. Is it a Griff? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So somebody's asking there, what exactly is showing though? Well, what we're showing is that, well, Donald Trump has midheaven at 24 degrees, I believe, of Taurus. Which actually could be more, but I think it is about that. But it's 24 Taurus. And I've been talking for the last, two, 3 weeks now. I've been mentioning about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. And, you know, that Mars-Uranus conjunction was, it was exact at 26, but it's pretty much on his midheaven. As a matter of fact, Mars was pretty much within a degree of his midheaven at the time of that happened. And you see, he has a daytime chart. So Mars becomes more of a malefic in a daytime chart. The planet Mars was literally on his midheaven at the moment when he was getting assassinated. Mars represents things of those kinds of activities, violence activity, aggressive behavior, weaponry, guns, stabbings, shootings, all of these kinds of acts all come under Mars. So when the planet Mars hits his MC, and the MC is the most public place, that's the place where you are out in the public, that's where you are noticed, that's where you are seen, and planets like this, and you've got a conjunction of Mars, Uranus, you know, out of the blue, unpredictable, you know, thing just happening. It makes total sense. Plus, there was other things happening in his chart. He's got Mars squaring his own Mars in his natal chart. He's got Mars squaring his ascendant and descendant. The descendant represents enemies. So there is so much that can be uncovered and unseen there in his chart. And the thing is that there is more to come because Uranus is going to be coming to square his Mars. I mean, it's squaring it already. It's within a few degrees, but it's not quite exact and won't be for the next couple of years, which I think that's going to be quite interesting. I think next year is really going to be an interesting year for the likes of Donald Trump. I'm putting this on record. Actually, I won't. But what I will say is this. I'll put it out like this. If he does get back into office, which very much looks like the case, if he does, because do you know what? With this stuff happening, people are saying, is it Biden? Is it Trump? Is it Biden? Is it Trump? And of course, at the moment, it's looking like, you know, if I was Biden, I'd just hand him the keys right now to the White House and say, how about you start early? You know what I mean? And let me be on my way. Those are the kind of things that I would be saying. So, but okay, the election's not here. Things can turn around. Who knows? We probably can't see it, but it's not, nothing's impossible is what I'm trying to say. But if he is the next president, if he gets back into office, which very much looks like it, his time in office is really going to be very, very, it's going to be quite shaky. It's going to be quite challenging for him. I think the part of the energy, because it's going to be very Uranian, and he's quite a Uranian character anyway, I think he will somewhat warm to it. But nevertheless, I think we are going to see quite a number of things that are, you know, steered in very funny and unusual directions. So for me, Donald Trump's not out of it yet, far from it. Yes, out of this one, he somewhat looks like a hero in terms of how he came out and, you know, and how he survived it And yeah, this is going to catapult him forward for sure. But as much as it's catapulting him forward, we're going to see both, if you want to say positive and negative, or, you know, both sides of the coin happening to him. So it's not just a smooth sailing into office and then, yeah, Donald Trump's, you know, all good to go. It's going to be a thing. But definitely the planets, you know, where the planets were in accordance to his chart, just where the planets were, I was saying it, watch out for what's going to be happening. And it's interesting because, you know, there's a fixed star. For those of you who are more in depth in astrology, we have what's known as the fixed stars, which are located at particular degrees. And that particular degree, where the Mars-Uranus conjunction took place, we know there's a fixed star called Algol. And Algol is very dangerous. It's for losing your head. And he got shot, you know, in the ear, but which is on the head. So, you know, so we can start to see that. But it's really, really interesting. It's just interesting that another few inches, and we'll probably be talking about the funeral of Donald Trump right now, and not him necessarily escaping it. So it's definitely there. It's clear. It's in broad daylight. You cannot miss it in regards to what's in his chart. Shout out to Shamim. Shout out to Faye. Marie, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Pink Rose, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thank you for joining me. More and more people are coming in. So, yeah, so it's very, very, it's very, very clear. Priscilla saying, couldn't Mars be the instrument for him reaching the MC? Mars be the instrument for who? For Donald Trump? Mars is the instrument being used against Donald Trump. But I suppose it's both. He embodies the Mars, but he also receives it also as well. Mars is the thing that puts him out there, right? Something of, you know, that kind of thing. Tiffany's telling me, Algol conjuncts my descendant, and sometimes it does manifest literally for sure. So, yeah. So there we're having somebody who testifies to that, you know what I mean? Yeah, watch out for those people who've got those 26 degrees of Taurus, if you've got it somewhere in the chart. Do watch out for that. Shout out to Villa Dos Lobos. Am I pronouncing it right? Sounds a bit Spanish. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So I'll be bringing up the chart. Let me do my little fiddly stuff, as I always do. And let's bring up the chart for the moment and let's see what is happening. Okay, we got the moon in Sagittarius, people. We got a Sagittarius moon, which means we got to be direct. We got to be straight to the point, right? We got to be on ball, right? So that on the ball. It is what it is. Okay, so what have we got? So here we have, I was just talking about these two right here. So you see me here moving the cursor. We got the Mars-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. Mars has moved on a little bit, but it was pretty much here, around here or thereabouts when the situation happened, because it was on Saturday, right? It wasn't Saturday it took place, wasn't it? So if we just go back, a few days, Saturday. Yeah, it was on Saturday, wasn't it? So there we go. You see Mars? See where Mars is? 24 degrees. Bang smack on Donald Trump's midheaven. You couldn't get a mid. And this is the thing, you know, that's something, you know, you can't play with that. For those of us who deal with astrology, we know that when planets hit the angles in our chart, something happens. And not only is it on his midheaven, but it's also squaring his own Mars, his own natal Mars. So there's so much stuff there, and there's so much other stuff that backs up the kind of activity in terms of what happened in his life and what happened in his event. So that was very, very, so that was, you know, that, you know, we got all that. Where we at? Today's the 17th. Moon is in Sag. So what do we got? What do we got going on? So we've still got the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is still happening. And Uranus is going to be around that degree, you know, for some time. Still got a, you know, few good, what, just under a year or so. So he's going to be going back and forth. I need to check that. I suppose we could check that now, actually. Mr. Uranus, where are you going? Yeah, so he's going to go retrograde in September. So which means he's going to go back. Going back, he's going back again. Just checking here. When, how long are you going to be in Taurus still? Look at that. So he doesn't move until Taurus until that looks about June, July of next year of 2025. Let's see. Let's get the date. Let's get the date. How about we do that? Let's get the date. Then Uranus is going to be moving into Gemini. There we go. So Uranus is going to move into Gemini on the 7th of July, 2025. Okay. You know, someone's ringing my phone. But you can't get me, man. Remember the old days, you know, where phone calls used to cut in? I got ya. I'm on the PC. It is what it is. Shout out to Tarot family. Shout out to Astropolitica. Astropolitica, I like that. Welcome to the show. So Uranus is going to move into Gemini on the 7th of July, 2025. Okay? So, okay. So, I mean, that. Well, what's the day? That's just under a year. Right? So Uranus is going to be going back and forth for that. So, all right, coolio. We got that. But at the moment, you are in Taurus. So so there's more to come. Oh, where am I going here? Yeah, so there's more to come. So let's watch out. I mean, it's waning now because the energy of the Mars Uranus is waning. So, okay, we have to see what's going on there. I need to, forgive me, I'm just looking at the comments here, just in case I miss something. So, yeah. Tiffany's saying, now that's when stuff's popping off. Okay, Uranus in Gemini, try and Pluto in Aquarius. Yeah, that'll be big. That'll be a big one. Shout outs to Florence. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So what have we got here over the course of the next few days? Venus has moved into Leo. Oh, we got Mercury moved into Leo. The Sun is going to be moving into Leo in what, 5 days time from now? What are the aspects? There's a separating aspect from Sun to Saturn. So, but now we've got Sun trine Jupiter right now. The Sun is trine Jupiter. Now, this is a really good aspect for healing. For those of you who are in the healing world, we all need healing. I think that's first thing to say. And that's something that we should all, you know, take into some kind of consideration. We all need healing. Nobody is exempt from that. But, you know, Sun trine Uranus can really be a great time to perhaps release of any kind of toxicity, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, you know, spiritual, however, any kind of toxicity, it's a great time to let go, a great time to be compassionate, to be forgiving, a great time for perhaps maybe acting out, you know, I can never pronounce that word, philanthropy acts of charity, good deeds. Those are the kinds of things that I'm talking about. Sun trine Neptune can make our sensitivity, we could become more sensitive, especially since the Sun is still in the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign that heightens our sensitivity. Our receptive antennas really become more active during this particular time. So Sun trine Neptune can really be a great time. Okay, so avoid the alcohol, like I said. Less of the drinking. No, I'm not trying to spoil your party, okay? For those of you thinking, oh, well, you're taking our alcohol. Well, by the way, whoever listens to what I say anyway. Let's be frank about that. Nobody listens to what I say. You do your own thing anyway, don't you? Yes, you do. So it is what it is. Where are my sound bites? My sound bites ain't working, man. I need to figure out what is happening there. I don't know why my sound bites are not working. They should be working. Yeah, I need to have some bit of sound bites here. Okay. Engineer. Any chance? No. All right. Okay. All right. I'll be fiddling around with that later. So Sun trine Neptune is actually a good one. And you know, that's building up because the Sun is applying to Neptune right now. So over the course of the next 4 days, a time to really, really time for meditation. That can be really good. For those of you who are in the artistic fields, Sun trine Neptune can really be good for those of you who are in the artistic fields. How about that? Yeah? Fashion, poetry, music, dance, the arts, whether that's painting, drawing, art comes in so many different ways. This can really be good. Yeah? Spiritual healing, alternative health. This can also be a great time with the Sun trining Neptune right now. So yeah, we shall take that on board and look out for that. Look, it's Kerry has also joined the building. How do I pronounce this? I was gonna say BB Lundix. Is that you? Okay. Esteem, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thanks for joining. What else have I got here? Yvette is asking me, have you got a new computer? Haven't you been listening? Have you just chimed in? Yes, I have. I've got a new computer. Am I freezing already? If I'm freezing, that's at your end. I've got some super computer right now. So yeah, yes, I've got my new computer. I've upgraded. I've had to splash out, which is what I was trying to be cheap, but no, I had to splash out. But I've got myself something good. So that will. She's saying no. That's why she's asking. Cheeky. No. Computer's up to speed. Don't worry, man. I've got it all there. Got it all sorted. You know what I mean? I'm on fire now. So yeah, I've got enough RAM and enough gigabytes to download the whole world. So Sun Neptune is really good over the course of the next coming days. It's going to be exact on the 21st, just before the Sun moves into his sign of strength, which is going to be the sign of Leo. Also on the 21st, the planet Mars is also going to be moving into the sign of Gemini. Okay, so on the 21st, we're going to have the Sun exact trine to Neptune, sensitivity, compassion, empathy, you know, inspiration, imagination, all of those things will be heightened during, well, from now, but they're building up. That's when they're going to reach the highs. So it's really good for any kind of, like I said, healing, bettering oneself, spiritual, if you like, that can be good. Great for meditation also as well. Any kind of spiritual practices, anything that opens you up, that's a really good one. So yeah, be mindful to enhance. What else have we got? On the 21st as well, we're going to be having the exact sextile of Jupiter and Venus. Party time, people. Great time. Time to indulge a little bit. It's not as, attractive as the trine, but nevertheless, we will take it. Jupiter, Venus in a sextile. It's really good. Gives us great opportunity, great for growth, great to expand our money. We do like a little bit of money, don't we? Yes, we don't say no to that. We can expand on our talents, can be very good for social life, can be good for romantic life, can favor traveling. So that's a really good one. That's going to be exact. Although the buildup of that, we're going to be getting from about the 10th, sorry, I was going to say 10th then, from the 20th of July. So 20th of July, 21st of July, 22nd of July, we will have those literally about 3-4 days. We're going to be having the Venus sextile Jupiter, which is quite good. That, you know, that's the exactness of it. So you want to tap into some Jupiter Venus energy, those are your dates. 20th, 21st, 22nd of July. Yeah, make it a date. And I suppose the 20th. Yeah, the 20th lands on a Saturday. You can start building up from the Friday before. And then of course on the 22nd of July, the sun is gonna move into the sign of Leo. We have Leo, man. So yes. Tiffany's saying you need to get that magic mind. Listen, man, go get this magic mind, man. I keep telling you about it, man. It's there. The promo code is always in the information, whether you go on my podcast or whether you go on my YouTube. I always put it there. Even when I finish this show, I'll put it up there again. So you get the promo code so you can put it in. And you get it at, and you know what, Tiffany, you might have an advantage because you're in that side of the world where this company is located. It's a US company. So, hey, get on. You'll have it at your door within days. And being that I'm speaking about it, I'm going to take a sip right now. So cheers. Woo. Yeah. I normally used to just take the whole bottle, but yeah, you ever heard of too much energy? Get some of that all natural. Shout out to Fane, thanks. Good afternoon from the south of France. See, some people are having it nice in the south of France. Which part of south of France are you in? Nice, Saint-Tropez, or are you in Cannes on your nice beautiful yacht? Give us an update. Shout outs to Fane in the south of France. So sun is going to move into Leo on the 22nd, so we're going to start the Leo season. Also to just point out, on the 21st we've got a full moon, right, on the 21st of July, which is what, in a few days time, this Sunday coming. So we've got a full moon in Capricorn. How do I pronounce that? Avignon. Okay. You're in Avignon, south of France. Avignon. Okay. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Knowing me, I'm probably not. Hope you're having a good time. So we're going to have a full moon in Capricorn. It's the second one, because the last full moon that we had was in Capricorn. These do happen, because we've got 12 solar months and 13 lunar months. So sometimes we get a double full moon in the zodiac sign. Sometimes it switches, sometimes it's Aquarius. It will vary at various parts of the year. However, for this year, we've got it both in Capricorn. So it's all about Capricorn. Capricorn's ruled by Saturn. Okay, and Saturn's in Pisces at the moment, moving retrograde. So this full moon is really a full moon that is, because full moons are about bringing things to fruition. It's about bringing things to completion in some kind of way. So what this full moon is really telling us, it's really telling us to complete our tasks. And the tasks that we think that we have completed, we need to revisit. That's what this full moon is about. Because its ruler, Saturn, is in Pisces right now, retrograde. So if you think you have finished your task, you haven't. there is more to do. So watch out. What is your task? What are you working on? Saturn's all about where you need to, you know, apply structure, organization, discipline, take on more responsibilities. These are the things that Saturn, you know, where are you building? Saturn is a builder. What are you molding? What are you solidifying right now? What are you trying to make concrete in your life? What are you trying to manifest in your life? Saturn presides over those things. So yeah, it is what it is. So that's what this full moon essentially is about. Do not forget, with the full moon, ground your stones, man. For those of you who've got crystals, who work with the crystals, you know, ground it. I've got a beautiful selenite here. I'm going to be grounding. I'm going to be charging up, man. You know what I mean? You know, but ground your crystals. You know, you can ground them. You can put them in earth. You can put them in a bowl. Put some salts on there. When I do say salts, remember, I mean real salt. Some nice pink Himalayan salt. Some rich salt from the Black Sea, from Africa, from Ethiopia. Get yourself some real, you know, the coarse salt. You know that one. Not that table salt crap. Not that sodium whatever. Real salt. Get yourself some nice water, spring water. Put a little bit of sea salt in there. You can put it in there. Put it on the windowsill. Let the light of the moon hit it. If not, you can bury them. You can do both. Sometimes I do that. I bury it maybe like 3 days. So maybe starting from like tomorrow, the 18th, I'll put it in the ground, or maybe even from today, put it in the ground, earth it. Sometimes I put it in my plant pots, earth it, leave it there for like 3 days. On the full moon, uproot it, bring it up fully charged. And then I put it in some water, a bowl of water, sprinkle some salts on it, charge for the whole year. That's your talisman right there that will, you know what I mean, enhance all kinds of various energies around you that can better and enhance your life. That's how we do that. So yeah, so that's with the full moon. That's going to be on the 21st. And then what else? Okay, then the sun moves into Leo on the 22nd. Is there anything else exciting? There's going to be a trine from Mars. Mars moves into Gemini on the 21st as well. As he moves in, there's going to be a trine from Mars to Pluto. When there is a trine from Mars to Pluto, it is extremely resourceful. Mars-Pluto contacts can be extremely resourceful. They can be energies that really allow us to take on challenges with like more bravery. We can execute. Mars-Pluto contacts are very, very powerful, but they're very good in a trine, because we know the trine is extremely helpful. It gives us like an ease kind of energy and allows us to ease right in and to, you know, get the job done, get the job done with ease. So with Mars-Pluto, Pluto's about power. Mars is about drive and motivation. Add that together. Power plus motivation, or power plus drive. What have you got? You got something, you got a resource here that can really manifest in a wonderful way in your life. So yeah, you wanna definitely be utilizing that energy. So as he moves into Gemini, he's going to be trining Pluto. That's Mars. So we're going to have that. And it's interesting, because on the 22nd, as the sun moves into Leo, he's also going to be opposing Pluto. So on the 20, so we got quite a bit of I think this is really going to be interesting. Watch what happens on the world stage during this time. We may hear about something big. We're going to have Mars trine Pluto. I don't think that one's the... But what really kind of offsets it is the Sun comes along and makes an opposition. So the Sun will also be sextiling Mars when he moves into Leo on the 22nd, but opposing Pluto. So opposing Pluto. So we may find something here in the area of the government, maybe whether it, well, when we're talking about ones that seem to be taking the news right now, maybe it's going to be Trump again. Yeah. 4 or 5 days. Let's watch what happens. Or maybe something in and around Joe Biden. But there's an opposition. So maybe something to do with a struggle or a conflict or of power. Sun opposite Pluto. Let's see how that is. Maybe somebody's going to step down. Maybe somebody's going to lose power. Watch out for that. So that's going to be around 21st, 22nd. So yeah, Mason is saying Mars Pluto helps when you're stacking lumber. Yeah, it can definitely, that can be really good. If you're stacking lumber, Mars Pluto can be really exciting. You got good energy with it. I mean, how can you not? I mean, it's really something. And for those of you who are ruled by Mr. Mars, you Aries Scorpios or Aries Scorpio rising, that can be a good energy to tap into, actually. You want to utilize that. Or for those of you who are doing your perfections and you're in a Mars year, Mars is ruling the year, like people like me, that can really be good. You want to tap into that energy for sure. So that's on the 21st, 22nd. So 22nd, we're going to have Sun opposing Pluto. Then what are we having? And then the Sun sextiling Mars. So there seems to be quite a lot of energy around. A lot of energy. So yeah. What else have we got? 23rd. Anything interesting? On the 23rd, the Sun is going to be exact in terms of the sextile Sun-Mars. So there's going to be a Sun-Mars sextile. So let's watch out for that. What else? Anything interesting? No. What is going to happen that is interesting by the looks of it? On the 25th of July, the planet Mercury is going to move into his own sign of Virgo. He's moving into his own sign of Virgo. Very good. Very good for the communication arena. Very good for the analytical stuff that needs doing. So we're moving into some good territory there. Mercury will be in Virgo. So what's going to happen when Mercury's in Virgo? But before Mercury goes into Virgo, a few things. When is this going to be from? On the 21st, another thing I nearly missed. On the 21st of July, we're going to have Mercury squaring Uranus. I repeat, Mercury squaring Uranus on the 21st of July. Guys, watch out for anything to do with your telecommunications. Watch out for your traveling, because there can be sudden changes. You think you're going one way, you think you got it, and boom, it's going another way. So watch out for this Mercury square Uranus. We're probably going to find some huge changes happening in the stock market, financial market. That's what we're going to be getting. So yeah, do watch out for that. That's Mercury Uranus. Watch what happens also with the travel industry. That could be flights, taxis, roads, all of that. That's also Mercury's realm too. So yeah, do watch out what's happening there. But telecommunications, phone lines. So this is going to be like, and there's going to be a build-up. So we're talking from about, from now, it's going to be exact on, it's going to be exact. Yeah, it's going to be exact on the 20th, 21st. It's 21st by the looks of it. So we're going to be having a square, Mercury Uranus square. So watch out for that. But it can be great. Uranus square. Well, let's see. Mercury square Uranus. Mercury square Uranus. And these two planets have, they're a little bit similar insofar as their ability to be unstable. Mercury has that variety element to him. Uranus, however, is very unpredictable and can be very unstable. So we've got instability here in the realm of communications. Computers, telecommunications, transportations, travel, education, literacy, all of those things, we may see something going up. So do watch out what's happening there with Mercury taking a square to the planet Uranus. This is going to be exact on the 21st, 22nd of July. So watch out for that planetary alignment or that planetary configuration. It's going to be a big one. And then Mercury, like I said, on the 25th, moves into Virgo. And then literally as he moves into Virgo, Mercury is going to start to make a square to Mars. That's going to be, yeah, there's going to be a square to Mars. Yes. Oh, it's interesting because Mercury is starting to slow down already. Yeah, because that's when he's going to start moving retrograde next month. I said end of next month, didn't I, earlier on? No, next month, end of this month. Yeah, it's almost like I'm forgetting that we're in July. Yeah, something like that. Anywho, Mercury starts going. Oh, so he doesn't quite make the square. Interesting. There's a little bit of one, but doesn't quite make the square. So then that brings us to August. So literally the beginning of August, from about the 4th of August, we're going to have Mercury moving retrograde. I'm not going to talk more on that at the moment. I will leave that more for next week. And next week, I should talk more about August's planetary configurations. Also on the 4th of August, we're also going to have a new moon in the sign of Leo, where we're going to have the roaring lion at work. So I'm going to leave that there. Yeah. That is about it. Let's go back to where we're going back to. Let's go back to, yeah. Let's go back to here, baby. Need to remove that. Okay. Yeah, stop sharing. Okay, cool. So I'm back. When I say I'm back, I mean I'm back on the screen. Let me grab myself some water. What else? Competition time. Can never get enough of water. Well, I can't anyway. So it's competition time. Now, I asked a question last week. The question was, what zodiac sign rules elephants? That's what the question was. What zodiac sign rules elephants? Was it not? Wasn't that not the question that which I asked? Yes, that was the question which I asked. Let me check my messages just to be... Well, there's no winner. Shout out to Rose. Thank you for joining us here at the Lunar Lounge. But there's no winner. No, there isn't. Somebody tried... who is this? Max. Okay, Max. Wrong. Christian, you said Cancer. Max, you said... Weren't you listening to the show last week? You probably listened to the question. But somebody came in and was answering the question on air. And I said... No, don't answer it here. Send me the, and they said Sagittarius. And you, Max, also said Sagittarius. So, yeah, I'm a bit baffled with that one. Didn't you hear that? Because I said last week it wasn't Sagittarius. But I understand why you would say, you're thinking Sagittarius, Jupiter, big, elephants are big, right? That's why you're, you know. But I was saying with zodiac signs. The zodiac sign which rules elephants is actually Taurus. Yeah. I know I'm going to get a barrage of thinking, how does that make sense? but yeah, those are the, you can kind of see the Taurus archetype with, you know, elephants. Very much so. Makes perfect sense. So that is the zodiac sign which is connected with them. So I've got another question for you this week, which I am going to pose. And the question is, I actually have two, but I was a little bit in two minds. I wasn't too sure, should I ask this one or should I ask that one? Okay. What zodiac sign? Remember, I'm using zodiac sign this time, not planets. Sometimes I say planets. Sometimes I say it's the planets. What planet rules this? But now I'm saying which zodiac sign? Okay. Careful now. I need a zodiac sign, not a planet. A zodiac sign. Now I'm going to ask the question. There's £30 up for grabs. It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, from midnight, GMT time, GMT midnight. First person who inboxes me, that's the email address right there on your screens. You can see it. For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. I repeat that again. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Luna is spelled L-U-N-A-R, by the way, which if you are listening to the podcast, you should be able to see it there because it's spelled the same way as it is in this podcast. And the details are there actually in the podcast also as well. So it's thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. First person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, from midnight, GMT time, midnight that is going to be the winner of £30. Now, what is the question? Are you listening? This is going to be a real interesting one. What zodiac sign? Are you paying close attention? Remember, I'm saying zodiac sign, so don't give me no planets here. Okay? Don't give me no planets. What zodiac sign rules snakes? I'm saying zodiac sign. What zodiac sign is connected with snakes? Think. It's quite interesting because some of you may know the planet that rules snakes. I think I may have asked that question, but what zodiac sign is connected with snakes? So, first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday from 12 midnight, GMT, is going to be the winner of 30 Skrilla. You can buy your bottle of wine or something. Not too much, but it'll get you some food. So yeah, that's all cool. That's cool. We like that. What else? I think we're coming to that time of the week, no? Tarot card of the week. It is what it is. I'm shuffling as usual, as you all, you know. I'm loving this computer. Nice and quick. Okay. And you guys have also noticed the quickness also as well, right? Yeah, I like that. You know, see, I ain't cutting out no more. See, it's not buffering, is it? I'm coming through smooth. I like that. Okay. Yeah, I have to go with my computer guy and say, hey, I need some RAM. I need some speed up in this. I ain't going to say the word, but you know what I said. You know what I was going to say. I need some speed. It's a speed up in this bitch. Hook me up. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was all cool. Okay, let's shuffle the cards, or I'm going to shuffle the cards. I'm going to pick a card, tarot card of the week. What's it going to say? Shout out, Jacqueline. Jackie, sorry. Welcome to the show. So I'm just going to cut the card. What is the card of the week? It is. Ooh, we had that. We had that in a while. Let's come back again. Need to watch out for that one. Seven of Swords. It's about that Seven of Swords. It's a very sneaky card, this card. Often it can indicate keeping your mouth shut, not telling people your secrets, not letting people, not showing your whole cards is what this card essentially is about. This card is also, it does warn against theft, personal, mental. When we talk about theft, it doesn't necessarily have to be something physical. Somebody could steal your idea where you're saying, oh, I want to do this. And somebody says, oh, really? Yeah, I'll take that. That's a good one. You know what I mean? So people could steal your ideas also as well. So this is what this card essentially is about. It's often about using your brain rather than brawl, being very tactical. You know what I mean? Watching how you're doing things, you know, being quite discreet, being moving in stealth mode, you know, not being so transparent, but also watch out for people around you who are also not transparent also as well. I mean, so, listen, there's a reason for everything. Sometimes if it's not meant to come, it's not meant to be. But this is what this card is about. This card is really about taking yourself away, moving yourself away from certain troubles, you know, leaving, moving away, isolating yourself. That's what this card is about. But it does warn against also about theft. So be careful where you're leaving your... Remember the last time this came out and I told you a friend literally a few days after said, oh, they stole my phone. Yeah. I said, you weren't listening to the podcast, were you? So watch it. Watch where you put your personal belongings, people. Seven of Swords. But it's all about using this, using the mind, right? Using that intellect, using your intellectual skills. That's what it's about. It's not about how, you know, you can... It's not about the physical aspect. It's about the mental mind, essentially. That's what it's about. Using your wits. Be cunning if need be. Seven of Swords. So that's the card of the week today. As you can notice, I've gone overboard because I started late anyway, but my hour's up. Show brought to you by Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind, people. The sun's reflection was on there. But yeah, go get the Magic Mind. The details are there in the inbox, whether you're watching it on the YouTube or if you're listening to it on the podcast. Speaking of podcast platforms, I am available on Amazon, Spotify, Apple. Yes, you can find the Lunar Lounge podcast there. What else did I want to say? Was there anything else that I did want to say? I think that was it, really. Yeah, that is about it. No more questions. Want to thank each and every single one of you for tuning in. Mason is saying, yes, FBI mode. Yeah, in regards to the Seven of Swords, yeah. FBI, indeed. Stealth mode, undercover. Yeah, we're doing some James Bond. Yeah? You know, you see it, James Bond? You see the connection? Seven of Swords, James Bond? 007, Seven of Swords? Right. Be hidden. Being a bit sneaky, being a bit secretive, not putting everything out. That's how it is. I want to thank each and every single one of you. For those of you who participated in the live on the what was that? A Bientot. What's a Bientot? Fane, explain. I need to know the what this is about. Or am I not reading it correct? A Bientot. Oh, okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. Is that what you're saying? You're telling me thank you. Okay. Yeah, it is what it is. But thank you very much for joining and making the show what it is. See you soon. Okay, same to you, Fane. Yes, I'll be back here next week, same place, same time. I am going to hopefully start my Sunday schedules back. It's just been really hectic. Also, by the way, letting you guys know, starting astrology courses. Many people of you have been asking. It's been a long time coming. Not that I ever stopped, but I'm starting back astrology classes. I don't care which level, beginners, intermediate level, and advanced. Okay. I'm just redoing, repackaging, restructuring the whole course again. And it will be starting back again in September. So for any of you guys who wish to know, to learn about astrology, how to read your birth chart, how to read the birth chart of your children, your partner, how to understand people, your loved ones, what's coming up for them, how to make healthy predictions, know what's coming up for you. I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be starting again in September. There's going to be foundation modules, beginner's module, and again, it will be starting in September, but the way it's constructed, you can start anytime. You're going to have lifetime access to the recordings. There will also be live weekly classes, which allow you to ask any particular questions. You will have the recording so you can learn at your own pace, go through the different modules, wherever you're at, when there's a live class, any questions, you can bring it over. And, I will be letting you know how and what that you need to do or whatever. But, you know, guiding you through so that your learning becomes. So live weekly classes. There's also going to be WhatsApp group set up also as well. So, again, that will, again, keeping you up in the loop in other things. So that's the astrology. So that's starting in September. So get prepared also. There's probably going to be some free introductory, but I'll be keeping you updated on that. It will also be also on my social media, so for those of you who follow my social media, you'll find details there. Also tarot, going to be starting tarot again. Not that I stopped, but I'm doing more tarot classes. They're going to be starting from beginners and also intermediate and advanced levels, all of them, you know. So tarot classes are also going to be starting in September, okay? So be sure to sign up. Tarot classes will be starting again in September. Numerology classes are also going to be starting as well. And I'm also throwing in palmistry. Yeah, so there's going to be astrology, tarot, numerology, and palmistry. Throwing it all in. Arts of divination. So Sacred Planets Academy is on the move. So please spread the word for anybody who wants to sign up. There are going to be some discounts also as well. So I'm going to be putting up maybe a few discount codes for anybody who's looking to sign up. You can get those discount codes. So they will be there on my social media and I'll be letting you know all about them. But I'm letting you guys know who are here on the Lunar Lounge now. Classes are going to be starting in September. Okay. So just giving you the heads up. Spread the word. I'm also just throwing this in there also as well. There's also going to be, for those of you who got good networking skills, there's also going to be affiliate marketing, you could say. So basically, if you introduce somebody to the course who signs up to the full course, you get a percentage off. Yes, I repeat. As a matter of fact, if you introduce 3 people to the course who sign up, you get to do the course absolutely free. Did I repeat that? If you get three people to sign up to the course, you get to do the whole course for free. So use your affiliate skills. So there's going to be that opportunity as well. But I'll talk more about that. It's all going to be, Hummingbird is saying, how many weeks will the course be? Well, the course is kind of set in a way to be done in 12 weeks. That's what it's, you know, there's going to be 12 particular class, but it's learn at your own pace. Like I said, you don't necessarily think, because I understand people are working, people are in different parts of the world. So, and like I said, you have long time life access. And so, for example, there's three modules. There's the foundation beginners module, there's the intermediate module, and there's the advanced module. Once you sign up to one, you're always going to have access to be able to come to those classes. Even the live classes, you can come to them. So you can take your time, but essentially the minimum amount, so that's if you're really quick, you should be able to do it in 3 months, which is 12 weeks. Okay? But it's sign up at any time. People will be signing up at any time. The recording materials there. And again, you'll have the link to be able to join the live classes weekly. As the weeks are going on, I'm just, like I said, structuring it all up. We're go. So for anybody who wants to learn astrology, and trust me, I leave no stone unturned. I will be showing you everything about the astrology. And you just pay attention, follow the rules, and you're good to go, baby. And it's a certified course also as well. So you get a certificate at the end of it too. Certified astrology courses, all coming soon. So just keep an eye out, watch out on the social media. Keep coming to the Lunar Lounge, where I'll begin to give you more details. And yeah, you are good to go, essentially speaking. I'm loving the speed of this computer, man. Speed, that's what I needed, speed. You know, no more buffering. See, you didn't see no buffering, did you? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Real speed. Fast and furious. Yeah, that's what it's about. Listen, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Yvette saying, so when do you sleep? Yeah, tell me about it. I don't. I don't sleep. There ain't no sleep. I just take my magic mind and I'm good to go. No sleep. Go get your magic mind. Oh, why am I putting that on that side? Go get your magic mind, people. See it there? Yeah, that's it. Go get that magic mind. Details are going to be below. Listen, I'm out. My name is Israel Ojozi. You've been tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I'll be back next week. Same place, same time. My name is Israel Ojozi, and I am out. Welcome. Thank you, people.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.